Blog Talk Radio.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you won't know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Felt the same when he put his arms around her. He said, Juliet, baby, you are my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for two. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him? My story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Whoa! Finish this with a bang. Drum roll. Hello all, and welcome to our Wednesday evening show of The Art of Seduction, where we dive into sultry, seductive, sensual rites that may just make our hearts beat all that little faster. And hope you've had a great week so far. And welcome everybody. Our sexy night, Wednesday night. And with me, I have my wonderful co-host, Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Naomi. How's it going?
Oh, going good, going good. Busy day today for me. Oh, my gracious. But you too, I guess, eh? You were out and around and potholes
yep.
and everything.
That's right. That's right. Went for a long ride and went to visit my son, and it was a good day. And but I'm definitely looking forward to hanging out with you and other hot poets. We got some great poetry to delve into.
We have quite a few carryovers from our last contest, which was Brush Strokes, I believe. And then we'll go into the new contest, which I had up only like 10 spots, Fever. And I see that we have a couple of rights on the board also that were added. So, wonderful night in ahead for sure of sexy, sensual poetry. And, so do we have anybody with us, Pam?
We do. I'd like to welcome Laurent to the show. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Hello, Monsieur Laurent. Welcome to the show.
Hey,
you'll be our man voice, our sexy male voice for this evening. And hi, Selena, on the board. And so whenever you're ready, Pam, we have a lot of rights waiting. So whenever you're ready, go and do your thing, my dear.
Sounds good to me. Well, we will start the show with Abstract Desire Nibor by Sector Hunter. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Drip onto a bare canvas, lover's art, ice and wax, dance together, genre nailed, creating a masterpiece for the eyes, to drink in before brush is dipped into paint, strokes given with thought on how much pressure used, with hair and hips pulled, mind swirls into abstract, different colors whirl, ecstasy taking shape, beauty spilling from a tantalizing core as walls capture two artists combining their own unique styles, drawing each other near the completion of a grand magnum opus. With a growl, another paint joins the fray, sensations overtaking all held dear as they mold into glimpses of genius, a work of art brought to life on a whim, now tamed and controlled. Oh, I really like this. My gracious. Beautiful, right? Brilliant extended metaphor for the abstract art, the paint to the intertwining of two bodies there, so brilliantly, written. And I don't know this poet, Sector Hunter. Don't know if we saw him before in one of our contests. I the first time I see him. Very pleasantly surprised. What a great write indeed. Very clever. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is absolutely stunning. I really like that he says in his AN that he was inspired by multiple prompts and let all the paintings speak to him. This has wonderful imagery and metaphors. It's a beautiful erotic rite that pays tribute to the act of love and sensuality, but also to the painting itself. I really like ice and wax dance together, genres meld, because that speaks on the idea of playing with hot dripping wax and ice to play with the skin with, alternating hot and cold. And I thought that was just some stunning lines. I also like beauty spilling from a tantalizing core as walls capture two artists combining. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, great, great comment there, Pam. And yeah, it's true that it does. And you know, the icicles and the heat and the cold and the playfulness. They are very erotic indeed. Great observation. And Laura, your thoughts, my dear.
Well, since I'll be since I'll be talking after Pam, all you got to do is just nod in my direction, because whatever Pam says is what I was going to say, so it doesn't matter ultimately. Yes, I have it. Grabbing what I was going to grab. There's nothing in this poem I don't like, but if I had to pick something, it would be to drink in before brushes dipped into paint, strokes given with thought on how much pressure used, with hair and hips pulled, mind swirls into abstract, different colors whirl, ecstasy taking shape. It's really a wonderful use of the act of painting that paints the act of love for us. I'm not sure it's abstract, but it works for me. A work of art brought to life on a whim, now tamed and controlled, very sensual, very well written.
Awesome comment. And you know, I have to add that's an excellent write to that prompt. You know, that mixture of the two bodies there, the mixture of the paint, the paint dripping down and everything, you know, that's happening in that canvas there. So wonderful catch there, and wonderful right to that prompt. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next we have She Mystifies Me by JEG325. And Lauren, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right. She mystifies me. Colors dripped in passion's tone upon a canvas drawn by my eyes. Strokes brushed on desire's page. Clock spins as her dream flies. Moody colored rain on windows, dripping liquid shades of fantasy. I always said, deep in slumber, this flowing beauty mystifies me. In the crayon box, skies at sunset, emerald eyes glare with intensity, waiting for closed doors of night to spark sultry fires of creativity. Like a vision on the movie screen, swiveling soft hips seductively before vanishing in final credits. She's a psychedelic ghost that mystifies me. End poem.
Excellent. Right there, Laura. In the crayon box, skies at sunset, emerald eyes glare with intensity, waiting for closed doors at night to spark sultry fires of creativity. Creativity in the bedroom, best kind. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is beautiful. I like how there's a delicate touch of darkness with the sensuality, and it speaks on the awe and wonder and mystery of a woman. Beautifully written and very well done.
Excellent comment, Pam. And Laurent, your thoughts?
The second stanza, moody colored rain on windows, dripping liquid shades of fantasy. I always said, deep in slumber, this flowing beauty mystifies me. To watch someone sleep, especially someone you love, especially someone who appeals to you in a sensual manner, is really very... what's the word I want? It's calming. It's reassuring as you watch them sleep, the chest rising and falling with breath. It's a moment that I've enjoyed myself, and I just find it very, very appealing. Great piece.
Mm-hmm. So true. And, you know, when you just cuddle against that person, too, it's just so appeasing and so relaxing. And, yeah, I agree. Wonderful comment there, Laura. And Pam, where do we go next?
All right, let's see here. Up next, we have Painted Ladies by Daniel Doreen. And it goes like this. Nature took a single hairbrush and dipped it into a river of rainbow colors until it formed a perfect beauty. Long flaxen hair of jet black night, eyes from the fountain of youth, voice that was sacrificed from an angel, intoxicatingly beautiful face that leaves you breathless, overpowering every sense. Long, smooth body that glistens with every curve like a beacon of inviting lust. Lips of strawberry cream cheese doused with sugary delight in a gluttony of infatuation. And boom.
Oh, what a wonderful, you know, wonderful use of words to create imagery in here and delight our senses. Lips of strawberry cream cheese doused with sugary delight in a gluttony of infatuation. And, you know, that's just one stanza. I love the one with the long flaxen hair. You know, it's just beautifully written all throughout. Beautiful use of color there and great imagery throughout. Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the idea of perfect beauty, because perfect beauty is going to be in the eye of the beholder. And Daniel goes ahead and he gives us that picture, that painting of that perfect beauty, the long flaxen hair, the intoxicatingly beautiful face, the long, smooth body, and lips of strawberry cream cheese, quite possibly. I like that line the best because I love cream cheese. It is so creamy. I better stay away from cream cheese. It's a wonderful poem. I really liked it.
So delicious cream cheese and so fattening. Oh my gracious! I just love cheese. Cheese and wine, my gracious, two things that make you put on weight. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Not yet.
Okay.
This has wonderful imagery, and I have to agree with Lawrence about that. Those lines in the last stanza, they're just absolutely delicious. I also really like voice that was sacrificed from an angel. You know, I just thought that was a very creative line. Wonderful sensuality and very well done.
Indeed. Wonderful poem. And back to you, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have His Hands Are the Brushes by Teresa Strejnikoff. And Naomi, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Okay. His hands are the brushes. His hands are the brushes, and my body is canvas. With every stroke, my heart rushes. More and more, my body is so luscious. Stroking with his amazing hands, he takes my body to different lands. To a place full of passion and grace, I cannot hide the smile upon my face. Now come to me, my painter man, take me now, so whatever you can, to paint my canvas, I'm this sensual bliss, for this knot of painting can never be missed. What a beautiful rhyming poem. That was just a joy to read. Beautiful, right? Laura, your thoughts?
His hands are the brushes, and my body his canvas. With every stroke, my heart rushes more and more. My body is so luscious. I wouldn't know whether to paint her body or to sample parts of it that are so luscious. The hands are an amazing thing. And to have them used as paintbrushes really creates a metaphor that I find very, very appealing. Very sensual piece.
Oh, indeed. You know, I always look at a man's hands. I'm hypnotized by a man's hands. I always like looking, you know. I don't know. There's something sensual about some men's hands. So beautiful, beautiful, right? And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It did have wonderful rhyme to it, lovely imagery. I did like that it focused a lot on the hands and what he's able to do with his hands. I also like the sense of command and passionate desire that comes through. And now come to me, my painter man. Take me now, so whatever you can. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Beautifully written by Teresa. And what will be our next piece, Pam?
All right. Our next piece will be Love is an Art, Sex is a Science by Bookworm Dave, 227. And go ahead, Lawrence, and give that a read for us, please.
Sure enough. Love is an art, sex is a science. Art class. She was my muse. I was her fool. No staring, we were told, as our model walked into the room. Not a skinny model, nor overly fat. Her smile lit up the room with a jar hiding the most sacred of places, praising a secular saint for my good fortune. Her wink, then her grin with a come-hither smile. It was just the two of us, absent were the cat calls, nor the screams of sexism, or worse yet, misogyny. She looked at me and my canvas as we stuck up words from the prophets playing in the background. Maybe it was the right combination, or the stars fell right that cool evening. My art is poetry, I said in a bashful voice. Harry Chapin is my favorite poet. Sandy was a great read, too. Harry's wife. You do know, I said further, Cats in the Cradle were her words to an absent father. We both talked about Harry. Taxi was always my favorite, as the wine we brought was poured. Blueberry is my favorite, she said. Me, too, sipping it with care. Finding our lips loosened. Married? Dating anyone? We asked each other. Neither she and I said. Smiling more with the paint easing off the brushes. Maybe art was more of a visual poem, I said. Maybe, she said. We exchanged names. Abby, Dave, we both said with joy. Knowing a name with a piece. Maybe dinner, I said. Let's get a bite to eat, she offered. Her dressing was anticlimactic. She held my hand. No one knew our secret. Whispering, I will never tell, as I, she purred. That night we went to her place off campus, small with the smells of perfume and flowers, offering a back rub and accepting the same. Do you feel something? I do, and it was not forced, kissing and holding. Maybe it was too quick, maybe not, but it was sure right at the time. As her clothes came off with ease, exposing black lingerie, her silk stockings stayed on as her garter. Something inside me knew she purred more with love and passion. The night ended quickly, but we stayed in bed. Lunch. Indeed, lunch. It was Sunday. We could walk around town, knowing there would be two less lonely people holding hands as we sat on a bench. She played gingerly with her long strawberry blonde hair, stroking her shoulders with tender kisses. Painting her was for a grade. Loving her was more than just a grade. The time of youth and guile, now just reflections in a still puddle, bringing her back from the depths of forgotten heart rooms. Maybe the reflection will always give me a smile when the painted became the object of a poem. Now, just a memory. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Laurent. And, you know, just a great write here, nostalgic, sensual write by Bookworm Dave. I'd really like the sands of the time of youth and guile. Now just reflections in a still puddle. I really like that. We're just reflections in a still puddle, bringing her back from the depths of forgotten heart rooms. And wonderful, right? And Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, I have to agree. Wonderful story, right? That has a great combination of sensuality and nostalgia. I like how there's a lot of flirtatious movement brought into here, like the glancing and the winks and even the conversation itself. And I really like whispering, "I will never tell," as I she purred. Where else was it? She played this one. I really like this. She played gingerly with her long strawberry blonde hair, stroking her shoulders with tender kisses. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Great. Awesomely said there, Cam. Awesome comment. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Dave and I have exchanged an on-again, off-again correspondence for years, reading each other's poetry, commenting, etc. And he told me once that he was just not used to doing free verse, that he much preferred rhyme. And as we all know, he's a great rhymer. And I encouraged him over a period of time to write free verse, and I kind of lost track of whether he was or not. Well, after reading this, I would say he's got the hang of it, and he's got it quite well. He didn't die to do too much with it. It was a narration. There was some conversation. But there were moments like, "Do you feel something? I do." And it was not forced. Kissing and holding. Maybe it was too quick. Maybe not. But it was sure right at the time. And I like that confident tone of voice. He's in control of what's going on without being dominant. Two people, two less lonely people, they would be holding hands as we sat on a bench. And the little touches that he puts in, the one that you commented on, Pam, she played gingerly with her long strawberry blonde hair, stroking her shoulders with tender kisses. His phrasing is really quite good in this. And again, he doesn't try to do too much, nothing complicated, just a moment-by-moment reflection of what happened between the two of them when the painted became the object of a poem, now just a memory. It's good free verse, it really is.
Mm-hmm. Awesome comment there, Laura. And, you know, we see the appreciation you have for his writing. It's great, which was a great, great story told indeed by Bookworm Dave. Thank you so much for sharing. And where do we go off next to, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have "She's Dancing Mist Rain" by Betty Page. She's dancing mist rain, twirling round in crimson red, music enraptures. she's sweetly singing, drifts past crystal chandeliers, swinging on moonshine, bubbles over sweet, entranced vividly in love, crowned with pretty jewels, gems of all colors, sapphire bleeds down her sweet cheeks, spills poetically, erotic dreamlands inspires passionate love, entwined, exotic. She's dancing Miss Rain, twirling round in crimson red, music enraptures. She's sweetly singing, drifts past crystal chandeliers, swinging on moonshine. End poem.
I just love that. Swinging on moonshine. That's so awesome. You know, gems of all colors, sapphire bleeds down her sweet cheeks, spills poetically, erotic dreamlands inspire passionate love, entwined, exotic. And yeah, there is something really exotic in this. You know, just there's something of the dancing in the rain, you know, the rain, the sound of the rain. It's so sensual in itself. you know, what a wonderful write by Betty Page here. You know, it reads just as a lyrics to a sensual song, I find. It's awesome. And what did you think, Laura?
Sorry, I was on mute. Betty has painted a wonderful picture here. And the phrasing is, well, the way she writes allows us to really see this individual in our mind's eye. She's dancing midst rain, twirling round in crimson red, music in raptures. She's sweetly singing, drifts past crystal chandeliers, swinging on moonshine. The imagery in this is really top shelf. I like the use of gems of all colors. Sapphire bleeds down her sweet cheeks, spills poetically. It's a great form. It's great write.
Awesome comment. It is indeed. Bravo, Betty Page. Thank you so much. And Pam, your comments.
Yeah, this has beautiful imagery. She does the 5-7-5 stanzas so well. You know, bringing us into this almost dreamlike quality of this sensual world. I really like the phrase music enraptures and erotic dreamlands inspire passionate love, entwined, exotic. Amazing imagery and very well done.
Oh, so much so. Wonderful comment there, Pam. And Selena's having a ball out there on the board. Keep
she
laughing
sure
at
is.
The comment. And yeah, so where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have The Siren's Allure by Ariel Summers. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. So the Siren's Allure. She lies atop the rocks of the vivacious ocean, her sapphire eyes sunken in lascivious desire as the drops of cerulean blue drip down on her lips. She awaits the sailor's arrival in her unveiled, voluptuous form. The curls of her hair dampened by the euphoria of February rain, drenched in the waters, she soaks in the sea of unchaste memories, the wanting, the waiting, the longing to feel him, lustful glances, and pleasing torment. She feels his hands on her ivory velvet skin as she's consumed by the endless torture of the amorous love. She's enthralled by the monsoon dew as it falls over their glistening bodies. They're not contained by the shackles of a tempest. In this vicinage, the rhythmic reverberance of the waves synchronizes with their convulsing pleasures. The siren, she bathes in the waters in hopes, tantalizing the traveler. She is bewitching in her appeal. She lies there on the rock, ravishing, heaving bosom on the bosom of the ocean. She awaits her rendezvous with the sailor as she knows the men of the sea are lured by her beguiling allure. End poem. And what a wonderful tale told. A siren's, you know, allure. Wonderful, you know, bewitching of the siren. So beautifully, you know, told here. Beautifully seductive imagery throughout in this wonderful rite. You know, she feels his hands on her ivory velvet skin. And, you know, wonderful rite. Very sensual, very erotic. And, yeah, made my heart beat a little bit faster. So very bravo, Ariel Summers. Ariel Summers, that's a new name for me. And what did you think, Laura?
I like this quite a bit because we've all heard of sirens, and Odysseus being the most famous individual to ever resist the sirens, perhaps. But we always think of sirens as luring men to their death. Well, this one wants to lure a man to her bed. Ariel, the poet, does a great job of describing her frame of mind. Drenched in the waters, she soaks in the sea of unchaste memories. Unchaste. The wanting, the waiting, the longing to feel him, lustful glances, and pleasing torment. I love the way she writes about it. And here we have the siren who is kind of marching against what we think of as a siren. She's like anyone else. She's waiting for that special person, that rendezvous with the sailor. The men of the sea are lured by her beguiling allure. Definitely. Can't argue with any part of it. Nicely done.
Oh, indeed, absolutely. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful epic rite that took the classic tale of the siren's call and made it a bit more romantic and a bit more sensual, as Lawrence was kind of mentioning, the idea that instead of, you know, luring them to their death, she's luring them to something even better. I always like when anticipation is created in a sensual rite, the wanting, the waiting, the longing to feel him, lustful glances and pleasing torment. I thought were just beautiful sensual lines, and this is very well done.
Yeah, me too. I really liked that, the wanting, the waiting, the longing to feel him. That really stood out for me, those lines too. So very well done indeed. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have So Achingly Close by Just Michael. And Lauren, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
All right. So Achingly Close. Oh, this could get me in trouble. The argument before brush ever stroked canvas. Words spoken in haste, welling up from someplace, dark and deep. Spilled out across the floor. Her familiar frown turned away from the shadow of my easel. She proudly faced the open balcony door, which overlooked the garden's edge. One arm folded across bare breasts, she allowed me the artist's moment of capturing the frame as regal shoulders tilted towards her indigo past. A breeze parted linen curtains, permitted spring sunshine to flood the room, transmuting in an instant cool air into chalk, pale yellow and gold. My trembling hand couldn't hold the weight of emotions felt and unspoken as she stood vulnerable, yet composed and so achingly close. And so.
You just feel all the warmth there in that, you know, those last lines. She stood vulnerable, yet composed and so achingly close. Oh, my gracious. Yeah. When you have that person that you're attracted to and, you know, you just feel that pull towards them and you're just ache. Yeah, that feeling, my gracious. But, you know, this the stanza that precedes that last one is so beautiful. A breeze parted linen curtains, permitting spring sunshine to flood the room, transmuting in an instant cool air into chalk, pale yellow and gold. I just love the use of color there. And what a beautiful, sensual piece this is. And Pam, your thoughts?
Isn't there an actual technical, like, poetic term for the second to last stanza, like pentula stanza or something like that?
Maybe not.
Penultimate.
Okay, penultimate. And it is the second to last stanza. That's that one. Oh, okay, cool. That's what I thought. Sorry, I just had that question in my head and had to get it out. I really like what you had to say, Naomi, about how, you know, when you're attracted to that one person and they just bring out that those feelings in you, that desire to want to be near them. I thought this had wonderful imagery, great use of color. I like how he brings in the shadows. Her familiar frown turned away from the shadow of my easel. She proudly faced the open balcony, which overlooked the garden's edge. And then the next stanza after that. I feel within those two stanzas, he really captures the personality of the woman in the painting. So beautiful, sensual right, and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome comment there. Awesome observation. Yeah, he does indeed capture her here. And Laurent, I read that beautifully. What are your thoughts?
Well, the image shows a woman with her head turned to the right, and she's well described in the poem, but you can see from the image that not everything is all right. I mean, that's a gesture, I think, of rejection. If she's a model posing nude, basically you can't be self-conscious at all. So the act of kind of closing her arms around her and turning her back is a direct result of the argument before brush ever stroked canvas. And the poet mentions in the second stanza her familiar frown. So why is there a familiar frown? Because they've been arguing in the past, currently, and they'll probably argue again. And when he says she stands vulnerable yet composed and so achingly close, in those two words, achingly close, we see the depth of his passion for her, the depth of the attraction. So I might hold back on the arguments a little bit if I felt that strongly. Either way, great piece.
Yeah. Stop fighting. Give me something else. Come over here. I want to argue with you. Absolutely. And take it away, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have All the Sex Won't Bring You Love by Darkened Auras. Her nights were filled with passion, exciting tingles and feel-good tones, sweat lubricating two bodies, her bedroom filled with pleasured moans. When the daytime came, however, on the edge of her bed, she would cry. Always alone, she had many men, but never woke up next to a guy. Each night was someone different, new positions and mysterious thrills. It was like the graveyard shift in dreamland, where a new aromatic essential oil spills. But when the alarm would ring in the morning, her nightmare would come to light, a hangover for her loveless life, just sex left in her mind's sight. End poem.
Oh, my gracious. She just captured like 6 years of my life in this poem. This poem is just, you know, spot on. Oh, yes. I really relate to this. Each night was someone different, new position and mysterious thrills. It was like the graveyard shift in dreamland where a new aromatic essential oil spills. And oh, what wonderful, clever lines, you know, and this is real and raw. Oh, yeah, I can tell you that. But when the alarm would ring in the morning, her nightmare would come to light, a hangover for loveless life. Yeah, so well written, Darkened Auras. And your thoughts on the poem, Laurent?
It is not unusual for people seeking love to mistake sex for love, and so they're promiscuous to the degree that they substitute sex for love, and it does end up being loveless, as is stated, a hangover for her loveless life, just sex left in her mind's sight. Now, sex is wonderful, but it shouldn't be the only thing. It needs to be part of what a relationship is. And here she has the sex, but never a relationship. Very insightful piece. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely, Laura. Wonderfully said there. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really felt like she, well, first of all, had great rhyme and wonderful imagery. And I really felt like she captured the emotion and that you see within that painting. I thought she was really spot on with that. And I like that this is sensuality, but it's a sensuality with a lesson about, you know, what is and isn't love. And I really liked it all the way through, but it was the second to last stanza that really spoke to me. It was like the graveyard shift in dreamland, where a new aromatic essential oil spills. Wonderful lines, great wordplay, and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Great, great right, Darkened Auras. And where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Collaborative Art by Forgotten Dreams. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Forgotten Dreams. Oh, wow. I get all excited when I see her name because, you know, I know we're in for something really amazing. Collaborative Art. She stands between rooms, worn door frame looking dingy next to her gleaming pale skin. Midnight air cascades a waterfall over the rocky bones of turned shoulders. Droplets roll in the crease of her spine, glinting like jewels in the cornflower moonlight. Repose in bed, I'm hushed by the slow undulation of hips, like curving country roads, chest like soft rolling mountains, arms like flowing distant waves. And then she turns. Galaxy eyes burn past mine as a Sonato smile paints her blushing lips. She saunters closer. I swallow my voice like bubbling wine, crawling across crisp cloud sheets to sit in my lap. Knees pressing and legs wrapping behind, inhaling her lavender rose skin as fingers lightly trace over parting mouth. We melt in an explosion of kisses, thick and pastel strokes dissolving into precise pastel points, sighs mingling together like colors on a palette. Just beautiful. Wow. You know, just sublime. And I'll let the other ones, other you all comment before me. Laurent, your thoughts?
Well, the act of painting, I'm sorry, I got distracted by one of these damn stink bugs. I don't know where it came from, but it just landed on the keyboard. All right, sorry. Collaborative art, painting, it takes two. And a poem like this, which uses similes heavily, the hips like curving country roads, the chest like soft rolling mountains, arms like flowing distant waves, does a very good job of painting the picture that the two of them end up creating. Some of this is absolutely beautiful. Inhaling her lavender rose skin as fingers lightly trace over parting mouth. You can just see the mouth opening slightly, the fingers running across the lips. This is really well written and not a little bit sensual either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, there's amazing lines like, she saunters closer, I swallow my voice like bubbling wine. Oh, my gracious, you know, that's so, that's such a clever line there. And, you know, crawling across crisp cloud sheets to sit in my lap. Just the act there of her coming towards her. You know, just amazing, amazing right all the way through. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree. This is an amazing write all the way through. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. Definitely a well-deserved silver. I like how she has the stanzas kind of shifting and floating. That gives them a wonderful sense of movement. I really like how she speaks on the passion shared between two people. Such creative word choices. I especially like droplets roll on the crease of her spine, glinting like jewels in the cornflower moonlight. Repose in bed, I'm hushed by the slow undulation of hips like curving country roads, chest like soft rolling mountains, arms like flowing distance waves. And then she turns. You know, wonderful setup for the next stanza after that. Beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Amazing, amazing piece. Thank you so much, Forgotten Dream, you know, for writing for us. And Pam, what will be our next?
All right. Up next, we have Tiger Lily by Peter Allen. And Laurent, will you give that a read for us, please?
Aye, aye, mon capitaine. There we go. All right. I have to excuse the nasal tone of my voice tonight. I think I'm coming down with a cold. Sorry. Okay. Tiger Lily. She wears Chanel No. 5 perfume like an erotic invitation. Tiger Lily red bra, panties, garter belt with matching stockings, her preferred weapons in the art of sensual seduction. And she hides her desires beneath a georgette red dress, then glides in the air towards me like a heartfelt smile. Her black hair teases the gentle slopes of her slender shoulders. Beneath her dress, her insides burn with intimate intentions. Silk panties wet with the intensity of desire. She becomes another woman, different from the demure English rose the world sees. I stand wrist-bound, waiting in anticipation. Bulging black briefs and linen shirt, open, rippling abdominals and steel pectorals await the explorations of manicured shellac burgundy nails. She becomes the predator, me the willing prey. End poem.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful read there, Laura. And, you know, everything from the steel, you know, the rippling abdominals, the steel pectorals, await the exploration of manicured, you know, the manicured shellac burgundy nails. You know, there's wonderful imagery throughout this. But, you know, I just love how this starts out. She wears Chanel No. 5 perfume like an erotic invitation. And then the description of her lingerie there. Oh, my gracious, you know, what a captivating way to pull your attention into the, you know, all your attention entirely into the poem. Just a wonderful, wonderful write here by Peter Allen. And what are your thoughts, Pam?
Oh, I absolutely, absolutely have to agree. This is a stunning write. You know, I do keep telling Peter he has to stop writing poems about me in my red bra and panties, garter belt, and matching stockings. But the man just won't listen to me.
Oh, my gracious. Oh, boy. But he got a front page pick, so you're all over all poetry, Pam.
Well, there you go. No, I'm just picking on poor Peter. I really thought this was wonderful sensuality. I like how he really brought in the color red, his attention to detail, how you can just feel the desire and the intensity. And Lawrence, you did a wonderful read of that. You know, I like she hides her desire beneath a georgette red dress, then glides in the air towards me like a heartfelt smile. I stand wrist-bound waiting in anticipation, bulging black briefs and in linen shirt open, rippling abdominals and steel pectorals. Wonderful lines there and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for the laugh, Dan. And Laura, what are your thoughts?
She becomes another woman, different from the demure English rose the world sees. The Peter really found something there, because I think that within every woman is the ability to go from being a sleeping, so to speak, to a snarling tigress, in this case a tiger lily, totally different from who she normally is. I think in women is that ability at the right time for the right reason to turn into a passionate seductress, just like this woman whose insides burn with intimate intentions, silk panties wet with the intensity of desire. In that condition, you're going to do what you need to. And I'm struck by the I stand wristbound. It certainly gives us a clue as to exactly how much of a tiger lily she is. This is a great piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, wonderful, wonderful write indeed by Peter Allen here. Absolutely wonderful comment there, Laura. And so true about the The hidden tigress. And where are we going next, Pam, before I get into trouble?
All right, well, that was the carryover, so we will now move on to some new rites. I'm going to actually put up Pages from Him by Hope Soul. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, my gracious, yes, and Hope is on the board, so. Oh, and this is yes. A little brevity. So, hi, Hope on the board, and I hope I give this poem justice. Pages from Him. Your poetic words feel like sweet cream. I shall take them and rub each letter on my curves. Pages of you, up and down, touching every part of my flesh, feeling milk with honey until I am completely yours. Open your mouth, taste what art can be. End poem. Oh, what a beautiful brevity. Oh, my gracious, so sensual. This is so amazing. Your poetic words feel like sweet cream. I shall take them. And, you have a man writing this poetry to you. And, then sometimes they can write so, in such a way that you just want to drown in the words and drown in them along with it, along with the words. But, just so beautifully put here, Hope. Amazingly, an amazing brevity that says so much, has so much emotion, sensuality in it. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is a beautifully written brevity, and you're right, it does have a lot of emotion and sensuality in it. And I like that it's sensuality without actually, being physically touched by the person, but rather being touched by their words and the way you emotionally and physically react to it. I really like this all the way through, but especially up and down, touching every part of my flesh, feeling milk with honey until I am completely yours. Wonderful lines and very well done.
She was being good until this moment. She conquered the
Naomi's being muted.
Oh my gracious! I was being a good girl. This is not a night to be a good girl. And what are your thoughts, Lara?
I think you were secretly changing into that red dress that we know you own. Okay. Pages from Him. I too am impressed by what Hope did with this piece. As you mentioned, Pam, not getting into the details of touching another person, but rather having everything around them, in this case, pages from Him. I love the rub each letter on my curves. Pages of you, up and down, touching every part of my flesh. She does a wonderful job of substituting metaphors for the actual image of him touching her, or she touching him. And those last two lines, open your mouth, taste what art can be, is an absolutely splendid metaphor for the act the romantic act. It's very, shall we say, stimulating.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, you have all kinds of wonderful, sensual images from that brevity there. Incredible. And Pam, turn it over to you. Where are we going next?
All right. Up next, we have your poem, Laurent. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
All right. I think you know this poem, but I don't think that Naomi does. Okay. This is called...
Pam zoomed in on the picture, eh, Pam?
I did, yes.
All right. I should get rid of that picture. It's distracting. A torrid torso, tireless. Dappled sunlight on a checked ground cloth close by a large pond. Empty paper plates and cups, some crumbs for small birds and squirrels. Crumpled clothes lay in a heap, belts, buttons, and zippers undone. Sounds of laughter complement a late blue afternoon, threatening shades of lavender and violet. Empty wine bottle catches light in a dark glass embrace. Water shadows in a ripple of splashed passion. Limbs twine upright in a moment of purple prose, whisperings from mouth to ear. Hands to breasts, and buttocks clench and release. Tangled hair and fingers form a relaxed knot, which tightens and loosens to the particular rhythm of floating acceptance in deep water. She lays backwards, legs wrapped around a muscular waist, a torrid torso, tireless. Arms paddle in half circles, alternating sweeps of up and down as his hips drive in and out in moaned repetition, little tsunamis spread outwards, rocking the lily pads, incessantly lapping the shoreline. A heron swoops overhead, mistaking motion for prey, landing at the water's edge, alert for sign. Long beak pierces downwards as she cries out, impaled by pleasure, startling her surroundings. A flap of wings, and they are alone. Floating quietly, they drift towards an empty shore, full of isolated senses that continue to burn in underwater flames. Unquenched fires that flare into an evening's twilight. Cups and plates swept away by twisting torsos at the periphery of a now still water's edge. End poem.
Naomi, are you on mute?
Yeah, fanning myself. I couldn't reach for the mute button. That was by the time that finished, oh my gracious. Oh boy. Oh yeah, the metaphors. Okay, get serious, Naomi. The metaphors in here, oh my gracious, a heron swoops overhead. You know, mistaking motion for prey, landing at the water's edge, alert for sign, long beak pierces downwards as she cries out, oh, my gracious, oh, wow. And, you know, everything in this poem, floating quietly, they drift towards an empty shore, you know, that coming down off the high, my gracious, you know, you just the act of lovemaking so, you know, wonderfully poured out onto the page, you know, with excellent imagery and metaphors. You have everything in here, Laurent. I just love water shadows and a ripple of splash passion, limbs twine upright in a moment of purple prose. That is just so excellent. And, there's so much in this. I'll leave some for Pam to dig at. But, oh, wow. and you know, that contest, Pam, it has me. You know, I'm looking at that picture, and I imagine the other pictures you have in that contest. I'm going to go and check those out later. And what a wonderful ride here, Laurent. just amazing. A well-deserved goal by far. Oh, my gracious. This is so, so So hot, steamy. My, wow. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, definitely hot and steaming and a well-deserved gold. Yeah, that contest theme was actually buckles, belts, buttons, and zippers. So you can imagine the type of photography that we had in there. And
cool.
Yeah, wonderful imagery throughout. This has beautiful sensuality. I like that you bring us to the romantic setting of a picnic and the intimacy of it. But the food is all just tossed aside as, you know, more delicious things come up to be eaten. And I really like Tangled Hair and Fingers form a relaxed knot, which tightens and loosens to the particular rhythm of floating acceptance in deep waters. She lays backwards, legs wrapped around a muscular waist, a torrid torso, tireless. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you very much.
Oh, indeed. Oh, indeed. Absolutely. And, yeah, excellent. Right. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I hadn't read it, so that was a real delight for me. That was real dessert. So thank you so much. And, yeah, so where do we go on next with Pam?
All right. Up next, we have The Dance by Dammit Dave. And it goes like this. She dances in the nude before her window to tantalize the teen across the street. Her dance leaves not a thing to innuendo. To his unruly hormones, it's a treat. She dances like she thinks no one is watching, but sees him in the window across the way. She knows that what she's doing is debauching, but loves to put her body on display. She watches as she knows what he is doing and smiles because she relishes the sight. She knows when he is finished with his viewing, then looks at him and blows a kiss goodnight. She sees her little shows are not in vain. Tomorrow night she'll dance for him again. End poem.
Oh, wonderful, right? You know, I love the flow and the rhythm of this as usual, but you know, there's just something so exciting about, showing off and, somebody watching you. I know when I go jogging, I love that, you know, and just knowing that people are watching, I don't know. Okay, I won't get into all that, but you know, there's just something so, it's a turn on. It's a turn on when you know that somebody's watching you and you're putting on a show and, somebody is watching and wanting you. There's just something in that that's just so alluring. And yeah, like I said, it's a great turn on. And what do you think, Laura?
What was it that Katie says from time to time? You don't want to know what I think.
Yeah, where is Katie?
The act of exhibition, being an exhibitionist, the opposite of a voyeur, and we have both together. She, the exhibitionist, he, pleasuring himself as he watches something that only the blessed sometimes are offered, a woman who doesn't mind dancing nude for you, knowing that she's torturing you. I don't think it's as much of a turn-on, although I'm probably wrong, as it is the delight of in the ultimate tease. Here I am, but you can't touch me, but you can watch and you can imagine, but you can't touch me. It's nice to know. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment there, Laurent. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, it is a great rhyming poem, wonderful imagery. And, you know, I like how it's got that naughtiness to it that comes with, you know, the exhibition, you know, of dancing. So excellent write and very well done.
Awesomely said there, Pam. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
All right. Well, up next we have Blindfolded Heated Nights by Jenny Hunt 2017. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Jenny, I'm sure maybe she's listening. So, hello, Jenny. Blindfolded Heated Nights. Smooth, soft silk slides across my eyes, blindfolding me. My erogenous area ache, teasing me, kissing me down to my tense thighs. I don't know how much more I can take. Still not able to see, only feeling, quivering, a tingling thrill fuels my arousal. Fuzzy, furry, flirty, freaky cuffs. Oh, how appealing. Look up, my wandering hands on the prowl. Light stings with the velvet wrapped, leather wick, hot candle wax dripping my vanilla-scented sweat. Each warm, stinging sensation makes my hips slip, stroking your moist tongue in another element. Tugging my hair, you lightly toss me on my knees. You stand strong, steaming after my mouth play. Entering the threshold, waterfalls gush out of me. Steamy night of passion turns into a pleasant day. Washed, waking up, blushing, blindfold on a dangly cuff, taking me one more time until the break of dawn. Oh, you're sweet, tantalizing, loving. I can't get enough. Dangerous games we play, but to you I belong. Oh, this is just amazing. I really like how Jenny is just pouring these sensual rites out one after another. My gracious, you know, and she's new and she's just awesome, right? The playfulness of lovemaking and, you know, the naughtiness in this. Naughty, naughty Jenny. And, you know, I just love how, you know, she uses the whip. She uses the blindfold, you know, just and fuzzy, furry, flirty, freaky cuffs. Oh, how appealing. I just love that line. Way to go, Jenny. What did you think, Laurent?
You know, I look at the avatar for Jenny, the two little lion cubs, and then I look at Jenny's name, Jenny Hunt, and I form a mental image of who I think she looks like, and I've always felt that that kind of a name and that kind of little image belongs to a very demure young woman who is proper and polite and not loud at all. But then she becomes like that tiger lily. This is the other side of her, you know, when she is willing to offer this deep, dark sensuality that actually, I've read it twice now, and tugging my hair, you lightly toss me on my knees. You stand strong, steaming after my mouth play, entering the threshold, waterfalls gush out of me. Steamy night of passion turns into a pleasant day. To be willing to be cuffed like that and being taken one more time until the break of dawn is one heck of a game. You've got to have stamina and there has to be trust. It is a dangerous game, but boy, it's a game I'd like to play. Of course, it's a little late for that. wonderful piece, Jenny.
Naomi?
Oh, yeah.
You're on mute.
Did you see the comment Jenny made in response to your comment, Laura, on the board? She says, yeah, I'm a tiger, all right. Pure. Way to go, Jenny. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely stunning sensuality, great erotica. You can tell she had a lot of fun bringing out the different toys. I particularly like light things with the velvet wrapped leather whip, hot candle wax, dripping my vanilla scented sweat. Each warm stinging sensation makes my hips flip. Wonderful lines and very well done.
And I understand Luyu has joined us.
Yes. Hi, Lou. Glad you could join us.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Naomi. Hi, Laura. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Did you hear Jenny's hot? Did you hear?
No, I didn't, but I did read it while y'all were commenting.
Okay. What did you think?
Well, I thought this was just sensual and juicy, and how could you not throb by listening to this poem? I love the stanza that Pam read, but I also like the one below it, tugging my hair. You lightly toss me on my knees. You stand strong, straining after my mouth play. Entering the threshold, waterfalls gush out of me. Steamy night of passion turns into a pleasant day. Oof, night, evening, morning, I'm game.
Awesome, so much. Wonderful, right, Jenny? And where do we go next, Pam?
All right, let's see here. Up next, we have A Cell Dance by Hack No Guest. Do you see Frank on the board saying that he's a choir boy? I think I see his nose growing. Either that or something else is growing.
Well, you know, being a choir boy, you can't see what's under that long, long satin
he holds his song book right in the right place.
Yeah. That's why he's a choir boy. Oh my God. All right. Well, I better get this poem read. It is A Cell Dance by Hack. And Lou, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. A Cell Dance by Hack. I'm not skinny with the ribs like a radiator. I don't have the curves of Maryland either. Yet I expose myself to your gaze while taking a deep breath. Blossomed apple trees and white coats, they sing softly through the garden for my hungry mouth. You have the dimples on both cheeks when you laugh and the almond eyes that are warm and melt. A messy beard is tickling me here and there, also there and here. Salty skin explodes under the wave of menthol kisses. The earth breathes with us. Puff steam rises from the trees. White petals flutter in the breeze. Hidden bulbs of dandelions and tulips, they tap their green petals to testify how you're losing in me in poem.
Oh, what a wonderful poem. And, you know, this is, you know, the epitome, it's poem, I don't know if that's an English word or not. Anyway, of, you know, of female assurance, help me out. What is that, Laura?
Confidence, assurance, and confidence.
You know, she says, I'm not skinny, but I'm not curvy either, yet I expose myself to your gaze while taking a deep breath. And there's nothing more sexy than a confident woman. Oh, my gracious, you know. Just, you know, and she says that in that first stanza there. And, you know, but all the way through, this is just amazing writing. Oh, my gracious. Hidden bulbs of daffodils and tulips, they tap their green pedestals to testify how you're losing in me. Just awesome, awesome writing all the way through here by Emily. Just so well done. And, Pam, your thoughts?
Yes, I have to agree with you. It is beautifully done all the way through. And I did like the confidence in the first stanza, but what actually got my attention and was my favorite part was a messy beard is tickling me here and there, also there and here. Salty skin explodes under the wave of menthol kisses. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful. Wonderfully said there, Pam. And Lou, your thoughts, my dear.
You know, what I liked about this poem is that, you know, she brings out that right away that we're all shaped differently. You know, and love and sex does not matter with your shape or size. And I loved where she how she talked about the hidden bulbs, the daffodils and tulips. You know, to find that hidden flower and to appreciate it, they tap their green pedestals. And, oh, that was just so sexy. You think of that, you know, I grow flowers and tulips and winter bulbs and daffodils and irises, and they get that beautiful stalk that is so long and hard and green. I don't know if you've ever touched, you know, a stem of a flower like that, but, oh, that was just so sexy and testify how you're losing in me when you just get lost in the lovemaking. And I thought that was gorgeous.
Awesome, awesome comment there, Louie. And, Laura, what are your thoughts?
Wow, you actually woke me up. I started to doze a little bit. That's very good. This is an absolutely fine piece. I like everything in it. The self-deprecating description in the first stanza, the not skinny with the ribs like a radiator. I don't have the curves of Marilyn either. Yet I'm willing to expose myself to your gaze, the confidence that you had talked about. And the way she describes, you have the dimples on both cheeks when you laugh, and the almond eyes that warm and melt. That is really nice. And I'm not going to get into the messy beard. I'll leave that up to you guys. This is a great piece.
Wonderfully said there, Laura. And where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Let's see here. Up next, we have Nights to Remember by Robert Polsky. Mm-hmm. And Warren, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Okay. Nights to Remember by Robert Polsky. Oh, the nights with lust thick like fog, when irises meet in the darkness, fingers find buttons to turn the daylights on, exhale whiff of ether into your lips, make you transparent faint, lightheaded. Hungry fingers dance, shiver, lost in the welcoming realm. Feel the spine's outline. Inquisitive tongues move in waves, possessing trenches of desire. Set new boundaries. Touch tender petal, blooming flower, melting into one tantalizing space. Promised land. Kiss up and down your curves. Explore your heaps and thighs. Engrave our name with a tongue. Fingernails run a seam. Carve blood seals on a belly rotund. Tongue sucks the gold. Taste salt on the lip. Hear a burning song. Passion. Feverish delirium. The carnal knowledge, blood, mind. Candle of your flame dances around the wick, inflames the straw trigger, igniting the straw sets off fire. Your fingers crowd on the violin neck, fiddlehead, the nugget of pain, tuned up with the tongue. Rising sea, tide surge, encounter the cliff. The sleeping volcano awakes, erupts. Erupts with no warning. Promised land. Touch of them. Taste the sweet crimson fragrance. Mind goosebumps explode. Echoing thoughts embed into memory. Heavy scented air. To die and kill for. Embraced ecstasy. Wild delight. The phoenix rises above its own ash. Then we burrow in close, two bodies releasing one breath, drowning under the waves of sugarcane storm vibrations, glued together, finding home, coiled, tucked in each other's sweat, cooling off, lay breathless, waiting to resurface. End poem.
Oh, my gracious, what a wonderful read that was, Lana, and what a poem. I was looking for a front page pic on this. Okay, oh, my gracious. Will it be? I don't know, but it certainly deserves one. This made lovemaking into a kind of like a sacred prayer here. This is just amazing. Candle of your flame dances around the wick, inflames the straw trigger, igniting straw sets off fire. Your fingers crowd on the violin neck, fiddlehead, the nugget of pain. Tune it up with the tongue, rising sea tide surge encounters the cliff, the sleeping volcano awakes, erupts with no warning. Oh, my gracious. Oh, boy. Luyu, take it away.
Well, after I heard Marant reading that, I'm still waiting to resurface.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, I enjoyed that stanza. He wrote that so well. But I also like how he started it off with, the nights with the lust, thick like fog, when irises meet in the darkness. And then fingers find buttons to turn the daylight on, exhale whiff of ether into your lips, make you transparent, faint, lightheaded. Once you've gotten into that rhythm and you get with that person that just makes you almost feel like they're fainting with your kisses as you look into their eyes. You're just ready for everything. And so, I just really love the opening. I love the entire poem, the tender petals, blooming flower, melting into one tantalizing space, promised land, woo, an inquisitive tongue. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. This has brilliant sensual imagery and metaphors all the way through. It's just filled with so much passion, desire, and lust. I really like this all the way through, but especially Candle of Your Flame dances around the wick, mm-hmm. and flames the straw trigger, igniting straw sets off fire. Your fingers crowd on the violin, neck, fiddlehead, the nugget of pain. Tune it up with the tongue, rising sea tide surge. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, indeed. And Laurent, your thoughts on Robert Pileski's poem?
Yeah, it's almost difficult to know where to begin with a poem of this quality and so filled with imagery. And I like the length. I like a good, long, sensual poem. I mean, nothing wrong with brevities at all. But here, the poet takes his time.
Long.
Yes, exactly. Well, long, sometimes short, depending on circumstances. Like, I love the way the language that is used to describe the physical act of making love to someone. The candle of your flame dances around the wick and flames the straw trigger, igniting the straw sets of fire. Your fingers crowd on the violin neck. Fiddle has the nugget of pain tutored up with a tongue. Oh, I mean, that kind of imagery, you can taste it as well as imagine, and it tastes so sweet. Wonderful piece.
Mm-hmm. Wonderfully said there, Laurent. And did I get everybody? Yeah, I got everybody. What a sublime, stunning poem right there. Right, that was amazing, Robert Pileski. And Pam, where are we going next, my dear?
All right. Up next, we have Summer Submissions by Cress Tersett. And it goes like this. From wet look selfies to dives between burnished limbs, you led my steps in waves of soft hands, peeling away turquoise bikini straps like the pull of dusk tides, stroked my sun-dipped dunes as we curled, rose, receded, and knelt in the pale blue beach hut where my fingers traced oh in moist pink ripples under your direction. My mouth echoed the movement as your firm hand slipped up and down a hardening foreland until you murmured, wait. Our breaths simmered and eyes kissed, bathed in naked bonding, oceans churning without merging until storm walls broke and surging together, my throat gulped, a salt sprinkled cocktail on the beach. Served by you, and poem.
What a wonderful write. What a wonderful read that was, Pam. Amazing. And, you know, what a wonderful write this is by Cress. Oh, my goodness. Another writer that, you know, I so admire. You know, it just, you know, she just delivers every time. And, you know, beautiful, beautiful lines. My mouth echoed the movement as your firm hand slipped up and down my hardening foreland, and then until you murmured, wait. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, wait. When you hear that word, it's such a turn on. Just wait a minute, wait. And, you know, just such a sublime right here by Cress Tersett. Oh, my gracious. And Luyu, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was beautifully penned, as it was very sensual. Her imagery was just absolutely beautiful. I really loved where Pam read and knelt in a pale blue beach, but where my fingers trace O in moist pink ripples under your direction, and my mouth echoes the movement as your firm hand slipped up and down a hardening foreland. You know, the imagery there is, you know, you can just see it, and, you know, the salt of the breeze and, you know, the warmth of bodies, either in the morning, day, or night, doesn't matter. But you could just literally feel this. It was just gorgeous. Wonderful read, Pam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. Yeah, wonderful read and wonderful write. And, Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is another woman who's it was a tiger when she wants to be. I'm fascinated by the way she describes the actions of the characters. Soft hands peeling away turquoise bikini straps like the pull of a dusk tide. How beautiful is that? Stroke my sun-dipped dunes as we curled, rose, receded, and knelt in the pale blue beach hut where my finger traced O in moist pink ripples under your direction. That is so strong, so powerful. Again, I'll use the word stimulating. A lot of these poems have been, never has the act of love been rendered better into words that just move on the page, pulling at you. This is a great piece.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Awesomely said there, Laurent. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was absolutely stunning. Just beautiful sensuality, wonderful imagery. I like how she takes us in to the vivid imagery of the interaction between this couple. I really like that stanza. And melt in the pale blue beach hut where my finger traced O in moist pink ripples under your direction. Wonderful lines and very well done. You must be on mute again, Naomi.
Oh, I am. I'm disbehaving tonight. And what will be our next write, Pam?
All right. I will go ahead and grab the next one. And let's see here. All right. Up next we have She's Dance. Oh, wait, didn't we already read She's Dancing Miss Grain by Betty Page?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we did. Okay, I grabbed the wrong one. Yeah, just ignore that. And I will put up the right one. All right, we have Love's So Electric by Betty Page. And Naomi, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, Love's So Electric. Reciprocal waves crash deep within as lightning loves so electric. Intense, beautiful, invigorating, luscious bodies tintillate, enraptured, sweetly floating, weightless, so serene, drifting way up high, dancing amidst clouds, so perfectly intertwined, on same frequency, vibrating rhythmic, melodically infinite in vivid rainbows, end poem. And Pam, what did you think of Betty's write?
Oh, well, as always, you have, Betty has wonderful imagery here. I like the idea of the title, Love's So Electric Glow. I particularly like the line, did I start on the wrong one? I'm getting lost here. No, that is the right one. Okay, sorry. I particularly like the line, enraptured, sweetly, floating, weightless, so serene, drifting way up high. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Oh, indeed, absolutely. And, you know, dancing amidst clouds so perfectly intertwined on the same frequency. You know, when you're on the same frequency with somebody else, yeah, did you feeling that same vibe? Oh, my gracious. Oh, the heights you can climb. Oh, boy. And she captures that so well within this poem. And what did you think, Luyu?
You know, I was just thinking about what you said. When, you know, you're happy and you're in love with somebody, your soul just sings and it dances. I love dancing in misted rain. There's just something about, you know, where she brings that here. She's sweetly singing, drifts past crystal chandeliers, singing on moonshine. That happiness that you feel as the rain just, you know, drops down your breast and your body and your legs and your face. And, you know, you feel that connection between that person. And you do, you know, everything seems brighter where she brings back your gems of all colors, sapphire bleeds down her sweet cheek, still poetically. The happiness and the giddiness that you feel inside, especially when it's somebody that makes you feel this.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said there, Luyu. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Well, you know, flesh can be very electric. We all have an electrical charge in our bodies. And, you know, if you've ever seen an eel knock someone out or literally sting a crocodile to death, if flesh can bear quite a charge and hold it within. So when I read that first stanza, reciprocal waves crash deep within as lightning, love's so electric, I said, hell yes, it is. This is a brevity that is very intense, to use its own language, intensely beautiful.
Wonderfully well said there, Pam. Laura. Yeah, I was thinking I am there.
I was going to say, Lauren's voice is nowhere near as deep as mine. I don't know how you got it from me.
And I'm sure he doesn't wear that little red dress as well as you do, Pam.
Right. And he does wear it, but not as well as I do.
Hey, my queen is developing.
And where do we go next, Pam? We might have time for, one more, two more.
Yes. Up next we have a collaboration done between Poetic Picasso and Sapphire Rose called Crescendo of Your Desire. And Lou, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, thank you. Crescendo of Your Sapphires with Poetic Picasso and Sapphire Rose. Our eyes focus on nothing but one another. I press my trembling body close to yours, aching to savor the fervid Latin flavor. Fate has written us in the glow of moonlight, my breath firm and attentive as you synchronize your hips with mine. Drawn beyond my senses, you claim my spirit, my body. Not a word uttered in the silence as I give to you, Amante, my brightest joy and my deepest pain. As you claim me as yours once more, tangling tongues, unrestrained fingers gripped tight with deep need, breathless moans escape uncontrolled as my heart sings your name. I caress your tender face, grazing at me with a wild urge as your cinnamon hair tickles my nose and caramel flush like a feta, and as your arousing scent is the purity of the fragrance of lavender, excluding the dripping pores of your sexy olive skin, I want to taste. My mocha eyes seduce you into the rapture of your lavacious lust, Your fingernails play with my bare chest as your bosom swells. My manly voice whispers central words of Spanish tease. And I nibble on the tip of your delicious curves of my erogenous feast. We drench our soaked bodies in the glisten of hot perspiration as our thirsty lips moisten with the exotic moonlight, plunging into the deep abyss of the Mediterranean Sea with the passionate dance of our tempting tongues unleashed. My hands hold on to your, oh my goodness, sorry, Frank, I don't know how to pronounce that word, cheeks with a strong grasp as your thighs rub slowly across the stimulating edges of my hips, seeking to penetrate beyond the knotty mysteries of eroticism, reaching the pleasing behind the garment of a nightmare exploration. I undress your silky scarlet dress to pluck the petals of your tulip, releasing the melting moans of the crescendo of your desires. In poem, I'm sorry, I couldn't read the word. The writing is too small on my phone. I apologize.
I don't recognize that word either, but it would be Calipigian, I guess. I don't know what it means, though, but sounds like Calipigian. But, you know, I just love this, you know, wow, what a hot write for to begin with. And, you know, the tangoing tongues, unrestrained fingers gripped tight with deep need. Breathless moans escaped uncontrolled as my heart sings your name. Oh, there's just something about when you kiss. Oh, my gracious. Kissing for me is the ultimate pleasure. You know, you don't have to do anything else. Just, you know, sometimes just kissing those tangoing tongues, unrestrained. My gracious. I just love, but you know, all the poem all throughout, when he uses the Mediterranean Sea there, just beautiful, the exotic moonlight plunging into the deep abyss of the Mediterranean Sea, just wonderfully worded all throughout, and such a beautiful, sensual collaboration here. What did you think, Laura?
Well, I think that Frank fell in love with that word and enjoys its application. It does trip people up. It certainly did me the first time I read it. Of course, I've lost it now on the Calipigian, and I've forgotten its meaning. I'm sorry, but I don't think I've ever told a woman to allow me to hold her Calipigian cheeks with a strong grasp. But I think I'd like to, as your thighs rub slowly across the stimulating edges of my hips, seeking to penetrate beyond the naughty mysteries of eroticism, reaching the pleasure behind the garments of a nightly exploration. I mean, there are many stanzas all throughout this poem that are well worth repeating. I like my mocha eyes seduce you into the rapture of a lascivious lust. And Louie, when you came to that point, where you hit Calipigian, and you said, and my hand held on to, and then you stopped. All kinds of wild imagery was going through my head as to what your hands were holding.
Oh, man.
Well, it means shapely buttocks.
Who doesn't love a rounded butt cheek? Smack, pinch, bite.
And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. This is muy caliente times two. They've just both done some wonderful writing. And, you know, I will say in all honesty, I had the opposite reaction. I nearly had a freaking heart attack because I wasn't reading along. I was looking at the conversation in Late Night Poets, And when Lou paused and went, oh my goodness, I thought, what the hell has Frank put in there that he's got Lou shocked?
It wasn't in Spanish, so I couldn't read it.
Oh, man. I was so relieved when you said, I can't pronounce that. I thought, oh, thank goodness she can't pronounce it.
Oh.
I'm not going to have to yell at Frank. I actually thought you did a beautiful read, Lou. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
This is a wonderful collaboration between the two of them. I love the vivid sense of desire and longing that they bring into the rite all the way through with their imagery and metaphors and the back and forth. You know, wonderful rite and very well done.
Absolutely. Awesome, awesome comment there from everybody. And we won't push another rite. You know, we'll just take up the last 4 minutes. Yeah, I want to thank everybody who hung out on the board tonight, you know, from Stelina to, you know, who else was there? Frank is there. But, you know, other people showed up too. There was Hope. And, you know, Jenny stepped in too. And, you know, there was other people too. So I just want to thank you for listening in and being on the board. And, you know, for everybody that wrote to the show, oh, my gracious, we had such a wonderful central rites tonight. And, you know, thank you so, so much, Laurent, for hanging out with us. And lending us your sexy male voice, and Lou Yu, your sexy female voice. And thank you so much, guys. And thank you, Pam, for being there, you know, being my wonderful co-host. So enjoy doing these shows with you. And, yeah, so, Pam, did you want to add anything? I think you have a show coming up.
Yes. Well, first of all, great show, Naomi. Wonderful sensual poetry tonight. Great fun. I was always hanging out with you. Up next, we have Headliners Ball with Jeremy F., where we will be featuring the poetry of Average White Man and A.R. Mundell. And, of course, don't forget to check out all the poetry contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses. Because you're sure to find something to inspire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, there's a 1 to 2 shows every night, so my gracious. And even a show in the morning now. So, you know, you have something for everybody, for sure. All kinds of different subjects and wonderful inspiration out there to write. So check out the boards for sure. And, yeah, with that, well, we want to just, you know, wish everybody a great rest of the week and, yeah, great evening, rest in the night, too. And yeah, goodbye, everybody. And have a great, sexy life. Bye.